Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're gonna start a new life under the sea.
So, am I gonna drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I am excited. I am just jonesing with joy today. Literally. It's because, you know, I'm a week away from spending my 50th birthday in the Maldives. With our friends from Explore Adventures on the Carpe Vita Liveaboard Adventure in Liveaboard. And I just can't wait because, you know, this is Carpe Vita.
Grasp life with the few remaining weeks you have.
Yes, that's what I'm doing. But it starts, you know, I got to fly from Florida up to New York City on Monday. And Monday night, we got tickets to David Letterman. And then the next day, we fly to Dubai. I purchased a bunch of gold in Dubai. And then I'm supposed to end up in, I have a layover in Sri Lanka. And then I go to the Maldives. So this is a whole big, you know, to-do.
World traveler.
Yes.
Pick up some tea for me while you're in Sri Lanka.
Tea? Why?
Sri Lanka is the world's leading exporter of tea.
Like, sure. I'm going to go through security with a bunch of leafy, grassy-looking stuff in a plastic bag.
Yeah, they'll let you through, Uncle Sam.
Okay, I guess I got to tell this story.
Please don't.
All right, so I'm on Facebook this week, and I get a, you know, those little bobblehead things that pop up on Facebook now. They got some kind of new texting thing, and people's face pops up on your iPad. Have you seen this?
Yeah.
Patrick? Patrick is a big Facebook guy. Anyway, I'm looking at this, and all of a sudden Norbert from Poland pops up on my Facebook, on my iPad. And Norbert was on the Liveaboard trip with me in the Maldives a couple years ago when Mermaid Tony and myself were out on that adventure. Mermaid Tony.
Oh.
And so, you know, he was a hoot. You got to go back and listen to that show. It's still up there online from a couple years ago. But Norbert was, I don't know, a little challenged on his English language stuff. He had some, you know, language issues with translations of certain words that we had to bleep when we did the show with him. But he was a hoot. He was a very funny guy. But anyway, I said, Norbert, how you doing, man? It's been a long time. You know, why don't we connect on Skype? I can bring you back on Scuba Radio, and we could do a little thing here about the Maldives that we're going back out. He isn't able to join us next week. But I get a reply back from him, and it says, well, I don't know. You know, last time I was on your show, it was social suicide. And I'm like, well, what is that supposed to mean? He goes, oh, I don't know. I'll think about it, Uncle Sam. He called me Uncle Sam. You know, and I'm thinking, okay, he's from Poland. You know, I'm from America. And then I look in the mirror and I go, holy crap. I'm celebrating a birthday next week. I'm turning into Uncle Sam. So, I don't know what to think of that.
Bill, how do you do it every
other
week?
Other than it's depressing.
A lot of drinking.
How do you do it where he tells the same opening story on World of Boating and then Scuba Radio, he starts off with the same opening story. How do you fake the enthusiasm? Tell me your secret, oh wizard of the board.
Here's what it is. It really involves a lot of pounding your head against the wall. And it clears up a lot of that memory space, which you might need, and everything seems new.
Right.
By the way, what's your name? Who are you?
And what World of Boating show are you talking about?
There is no past in radio, Patrick. Have I ever said that? Have I ever said those words? There is no past in radio.
The mind is the first.
I didn't refer to a specific. I just asked how you faked the enthusiasm for a story he has previously started with.
I will say that is an amazing quote. I've never heard that before.
Well, that is the advice. Oh, damn it.
Yes, yes. There you go. All right. But, you know, we can get away with that in our older age. Wiser.
Well, not really. The true fact of the matter is that it's because I know that every story I've ever told on the radio, I have told three times earlier that day, and my wife pretends that she thinks they're funny every time.
Yeah.
So I just do what she does, which is pretends that she thinks I'm funny.
And when he looks at you, Patrick, he looks at you as his wife. So anyway, moving on. Jimmy the Bubble Boy in the studio. Obviously, we have Captain Patrick in, who is my latest dive student. We're going to talk a little bit more about his dive training that we're going to get him in the water soon. But first, you know, this is going to be a kind of a celebratory type show as I get ready to take off for the Maldives and have our big birthday bash with Explorer Ventures, the Mermaids, and the Scuba Cowboy. But what show like this would be complete without my good buddy from Force Fins? And I'm talking about Bob Evans. He's on Scuba Radio. How are you, Bob?
I don't know. I feel kind of sick hearing you heading off to the Maldives without me being on it, but we're going to change that.
Yes.
We're going to change that. The Fins are coming in from Pennsylvania, and Suzanne won Entrepreneurial Woman of the Year here in Santa Barbara
for
three companies, a fabric store. We've opened the most hot spot in Santa Barbara. And you know me, how I like to pet the mermaid tails. This shop is like every hot chick in Santa Barbara is coming in there. And, of course, I'm serving the hors d'oeuvres today and pouring the drinks. So it's pretty cool. And then the pod company is rolling.
Nice.
So all is good out here. And next year I'll have the time. We'll fly the jet out to pick you guys up and have someplace cool. Maybe you'll be flying it, Greg.
Yes, well, maybe.
That could possibly happen.
Yeah.
Of course, now, Bob can't really relate to you being 50 because from Bob's home planet, he's only 7 because they have it's a much wider orbit.
It's Thursday. It's his coming Thursday.
This coming week, he's going to be 50 years old, Bob.
How old are you going to be, 50?
Yeah, yeah.
No way, Jose.
I know. I mean, I don't look a day over
4,700.
Yeah, I was going to say 52 is usually
50
what
is the new 49.
So you're going to do your birthday in the Indian Ocean, huh?
Yeah, well, actually, I'm going to do it on a plane and in an airport. I'll be flying on my 50th birthday this year.
Maybe they'll card you when you order drinks.
I hope I don't see you on TV with some of those Somalian pirates.
Yes, well, that would make a great birthday prank. So don't give Tiffany, Lizzie, or the Scuba Cowboy any ideas. However, I'll tell you, you know, as soon as we get back, Bob, you know, I got a week back in Florida, and then we're off to the Long Beach Scuba Show, and have a couple extra days after that. And I'm hoping that we will see you there, or maybe we can take a cruise up the PCH and see you in Santa Barbara for a day or so.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Get together with all the dive guys up here. That'd be super. And we're going to come down to the Scuba Show. We're thinking about having a booth, but it's just so many irons in the fire, and it's really exciting times. And the Force Fin Company is going to be bigger and better than ever. So I'll think of something really special for your 50th.
Okay. I don't know how to take that, but... I'll take it one way or another.
He'd like something latex.
Oh, Pabit. Well, I was going to say, I had a feeling it had something to do with petting mermaids or something.
That too. I'm looking for you. Well, you know, that's always my favorite.
I came
all the way down to Florida that one trip to pet the mermaids at the grotto. Remember that?
Yeah, and now you can't.
Weeky Springs?
Yeah, now you can't come within 500 yards of Weeky Watchy Springs. Bob.
It's bringing back really good memories for someone my age.
Yeah.
You
know? And a rash, actually.
On a daily basis.
Now, Bob, when you're thinking about something for what's your name?
Greg. Oh, Greg. Yeah.
For Greg's birthday, I know that for my birthday, when I turned 40, you got me stainless steel because that's the traditional gift for a 40th birthday is stainless steel.
Hmm.
According to what I've read, the traditional gift for a 50-year-old is latex and something that runs on double D batteries. So if you can find anything, if you can craft anything, I know you're good with your hands and latex.
Well, yeah, remember I have the website, oralbob.com. battery operated boyfriend, but I don't know if this would be the best thing for Greg to have it. It kind of got banned. I was getting ready to make them, and all these women were saying, well, Bob, build it, and we'll come. And I was like, all ready to go, and then the manufacturer figured out what I was making. Because I don't want to make those things.
Wow. Well,
yeah,
welcome to the TMI.
.com. It's going to be a great company. I figured that when Forstin was having a difficult time getting the product made, that maybe I ought to put my ingenious mind to another device that's more possible and more fun.
You know, I think it's always been kind of intermingled with the Forstins, which make them special, that much more special, don't they? All right, more coming up.
This
stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Forstins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Forstins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Forstins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Forstins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
Big news! You're all invited to my party.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today.
Hey!
I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake. Come on and take some birthday cake.
Yum.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today.
Right.
We'll have some pie and sandwiches and chocolate ice cream too. We'll sing and play the day away. And one more thing I'm gonna do. I'll blow out the candles on my birthday cake. And when I do, I wish I'll make. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
I'm another year old today.
Nice. Don't get those candles too close to the cake. The main ingredient was flour, eggs, and tequila. And they could just go up and smoke.
None of those things which existed the year Greg was born.
Wow.
Yeah. I remember back in the old days when we had dirt and we were happy.
50. Yeah. 50. God, Greg. 50.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, make jokes now, Patrick.
I am.
Yeah.
Well,
you
do can. I have your permission?
Well, you remember.
Because after that song.
I'm your dive instructor.
Like, I care.
Didn't last week I told you if you want to do well in your dive class that you need to brown nose your instructor every opportunity? up until you get your certification guard? No, I thought you, I made that clearly apparent.
You didn't tell me that
you
at all.
You don't want to abuse your dive instructor. Not while he's training you. Your lives are, your life is going
to
be in my
hands. I just have to wait till after.
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. That's why your class is taking so long.
Yeah, you don't want to be the problem student in a dive class.
No. I'm his only student.
Well, you're likely to be the problem.
That may change a little bit, actually. You may have a, I have a couple people that are interested in possibly joining the class. So we'll see how that
goes. And are you going to drag their training out 6 months as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, so, actually. Well, they, you know, once we get into the pool stuff and the water training, it'll go fast. The reason your book work, your classroom work has been taking so long is because I wanted to make sure it got nice and warm before we headed to the water.
Are they Brazilian bikini models, Craig?
It could be. There might be. You know, we got a couple people that are interested.
Welcome to the club, Patrick.
What are the odds that that's going to be? You know what it's going to be? It's going to be three construction workers all named Hal.
Actually, it's Dave and his other brother, Dave.
And Hal.
You're so right, Greggy.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy. Anyway, we are going to get Patrick into the pool soon. We went through your knowledge review 1 through 3,
four.
Right? We did do four. That was what it was last week, four. All right, so you got one more to do.
That's right.
And then you got to do the final exam.
Yep.
So what we're going to do, when I get back from the Maldives, mm-hmm. I think what we will do, we'll set up a show where I'll bring in the final exam and have you do it while we're on the air. Because you get like 90 minutes or something like that anyway. Okay, so we'll have you do the final while we'll have you start it at the beginning of the show. And by the end of the show, we will find out if you have scored high enough to continue on to your paddy open water certification.
That doesn't sound like any kind of pressure whatsoever.
None.
That should not be
none
any
at all.
Possible
what
problem.
Do you think there? What do you think about that, Pat?
I think it's the worst idea I've ever heard.
I know. I think this would be very constructive because what we do.
We wouldn't actually do it on the air. We'd have him in the room taking the test while we're doing the radio
show. We will
show.
Be watching him like a hawk to make sure he doesn't try to cheat or anything.
Well, it's an open book test. So
no.
Sure it is.
No. Nope. Not open book at
multiple
all.
Choice?
So I think there's some multiple
maybe.
Choice.
Fill in
some
the blank.
Essays.
Maybe.
Some fill in the blank.
It could be.
Blood
some
test.
Make up your answer.
Yeah.
Some does the check clear.
DNA
yeah,
swab.
So you got to get a, I think you got to get a 75%. Or above, if I remember correctly. I'll have to go back.
Which means that only 1 in 4 students will die.
Yeah, pop,
no, it doesn't.
Pop quiz, Patrick. What's the most important rule in diving?
Have Greg as your instructor.
Oh!
Good answer.
Wayne Brown knows.
Good answer.
Wayne Brown knows. See, he's listening.
I was going to say he's don't listening. Hold your breath, but no, that's a good answer.
Yeah, that's almost as good as bringing an apple to the teacher. You know, Jimmy knows. He's one of my former students, and what he do? He
Jimmy
brought in a bottle of tequila.
Happy birthday, Greg.
Jimmy Thank has you. Polished his apple more than once.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know what to think of that.
Right to the core.
I'm trying not to.
Yeah. But
what that?
But you're learning. You're paying attention. That's
you're
really
next,
the
Patrick.
Key. Yeah, you are. I know you right now. You are a sponge when it comes to diving information and learning how to operate. And function as a good diver.
And you are a sponge, and Greg believes you are sponge-worthy.
Whereas CJ and I were jellyfish.
True.
I started out, I was a Brillo pad. So
yeah. And he's rough. Evolved into a tube sponge.
Nice.
You are so right, Greggy.
Well, meet your new dive buddy there, Patrick.
Bill the Sea Cucumber.
So what can I expect when we get in the pool?
A whole bunch of this!
Okay. That's disturbing.
You know, I feel like I've been held after class. I'm just trying to get out of here.
Yeah.
This is my biggest swimsuit.
Well, the first thing, you already know about the confined water skills we have to do. Some of the mechanics of swimming laps and doing a float. You know about that. You have no problem with swimming? You have
no,
any issue?
I was on the swim team in high school.
Okay. Well, that's right. So
I surf
any problem.
Still to this day
Good,
because I'm not 50
school,
and old.
So thanks. And in the 1940s, the swim team.
Patrick, you will have to deal with Bill and his beaver-skinned bathing suit.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Well, you got to do a 200-yard swim, all right, without stopping. Well, actually, without stopping on either side of the pool. You got to go nonstop. As an added bonus, you need to do that in 57 seconds. Since you were a swim team guy, you know.
We had to swim a mile.
Had to swim a mile in 57 seconds?
No. But that was part of our training there. We had to swim a mile.
All right. Now, there's no time limit, but maybe just for fun, for our amusement, maybe we will put a time limit on it. Push them a little bit. You think we should, Bill?
No.
Really? Why?
What?
For our own amusement?
Here's the thing, and I know I haven't been trained as a dive instructor, so I don't know where the sadomasochism actually fits into the program, but I don't think that we have to actually torture the student.
Yeah. Well, I guess it just depends on how well your brown nose.
It's okay with me, though. Right here.
And then we got to do a float. You got to do a float for 10 minutes.
Yeah, we had to do that, too.
Yeah. You had to do a float?
Yeah. But now, is this in or out of my wetsuit?
You can't wear a wetsuit.
Because with a wetsuit, it's a piece of cake.
Yeah, that's cheating.
Yeah.
That's not cheating.
No, what we're going to do is you cannot wear a wetsuit.
I know. You have to tread water.
You have to tread water. We're going to load you down with 100 pounds of dead weight.
That's where Bill comes in.
Yeah, we're just going to shave my body hair and pile it on you.
Get the hedge clippers.
Wow. They won't allow us in the pool if you do that. That'll clog the filters.
All right, so I've got to swim 200 yards without holding onto the side. So I got to swim.
You do have an option. You can double that with mask and fins and snorkel. So if you decided, if someone, has an issue with swimming and they do allow another option, you can do 400 yards, I believe is what it is, but you can use a mask, fins, and snorkel.
But you're not stopping and holding on to the side.
You can't stop, but, a lot of people feel more comfortable and feel that's easier if you're not a great swimmer. Just something to consider. More coming up.
Scuba. Scuba Radio.
Captain Patrick is literally just a few weeks away from getting into the water as we get him certified to be a paddy open water diver. I'll be his instructor. You got to do those skills at float, that swim. I gave you the option of the mask, fins, and snorkel, which doubles.
I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, that's for wusses. But you can't wear a wetsuit, which is what Kelly, a Brazilian swimsuit model, made the mistake of when she did her her skills.
I can wear my rash guard, though, right?
You can wear a wet rash guard, yes. Okay. I prefer clothing, yes.
She wore my trunks, Greg.
She wore your trunks, and he hasn't washed them since.
That's right. Pillowcase.
You're so right, yeah. Greg.
She shows up at the pool, and I'm like, all right, we got to do the swim. And she already had her wetsuit on, and I'm like, okay, well, look, you can't wear your wetsuit. And she goes, what do you mean, Greg? You said I didn't have to bring anything except... except me. And because she had asked me on the phone before we had set this up, she goes, what do I wear? And I said, well, when you're wearing your wetsuit, you can wear a bathing suit under it, or you don't have to. It's up to you. You can go change in the restroom, that kind of thing. But she didn't think that she thought she could use that when she was doing her swim test. And when I explained to her that, no, you can't do that, she goes, well, I'm not wearing nothing under this. And then when Jimmy and CJ's tongue came up off the ground, then we realized, Houston, we have a problem. Luckily, Jimmy the Bubble Boy had some spare shorts in his car.
And CJ punched me right in the face. I'll never forget that day.
So, we don't want that to happen to you. So, bring a bathing suit, wear a rash guard, whatever you need to cover.
Don't you wear a T-shirt?
No, I have a rash guard.
No, I don't care about you in the pool. No offense, Patrick, but I don't care.
I thought we were talking about my training, not some chick that did her training 5 years ago.
Naked.
Wait, this is your potential dive buddy, by the way.
She wasn't naked.
In our imagination?
Well, yeah.
Of course.
Let's just get in the water.
Okay. Yeah, we need to cool off, sounds like. All right, we got a damn good diving safety tip and then more on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 355. You can't jump a dead car battery with a couple of electric eels. Believe me.
You think so?
I know what I'm talking about.
Some of us feel differently.
Trust me. So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio, we have Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. How are you, Nick?
I'm great, Greg. How about you?
Mostly good.
What's the matter?
Well, nothing specific, but just something's bugging me.
Help me out here.
Well, I heard this guy in the store earlier today, and I heard him talking about this great new boat he's got and how he's going to go take all his friends diving.
Wow, that sounds great.
Yeah, well, he started talking about how great it would be not to have to dive from a charter boat. He and his friends could now, and I quote, get nuts.
Thinking like that is nuts. Diving from a private boat is no different than diving anywhere else, and good divers know that.
Why don't we run through what boat owners and their diving friends might want to keep in mind?
Sure. The first thing to keep in mind is that while diving from a private boat can be a great adventure, it also means great responsibility. You're essentially diving without a safety net, and so all the planning, safety considerations, emergency procedures, and everything else is on your shoulders.
So where do we start?
I think we should start with the boat itself. Like the dive gear, you need to make sure your boat is properly and routinely maintained, and it should meet all licensing and registration requirements. And that goes for the boat captain as well.
And if the boat is sound?
Stock it with all the standard safety gear you'd have on a traditional charter boat. In addition to the standard marine equipment, like life jackets, fire extinguishers, and radios, there should be a first aid kit on board, and ideally, an emergency oxygen unit.
What about dive flags, marker buoys, that sort of thing?
All of the above, especially since in most waters, it's required that boats with divers in the water fly a flag to indicate it.
Okay, so assuming the boat has safety gear for every contingency.
Make sure there's someone on board who knows how to use it. The captain is an obvious choice, but there should be someone else who knows basic first aid and how to use the oxygen kit as well. If only one person has been formally trained, have that person give at least the basics during the dive briefing.
So you're in favor of a dive briefing, even on a private boat?
Absolutely. I don't care where you're diving. In any group setting, a dive briefing is essential. In the case of diving from a private boat, it's no different than a charter. The captain should review the basics on the boat, both in terms of how to find everything, as well as what procedures are to be followed. And that includes the plan of how the day will progress and the emergency plan.
What about when you're on site? What considerations do you have to keep in mind?
Even though the considerations of diving from a private versus charter boat are the same, there are a few differences. Private boats are often not built specifically for diving. So you'll have to think about how you'll enter and exit the water, especially exiting. Ladders on private boats are not usually as easy to climb as those on a charter boat. So you'll want to think through your reboarding strategy before you get into the water. Dive lines are another consideration. They're unlikely to be as extensive as on a charter boat, but you should at least have a drift line in the water for divers who surface and get caught in a current.
What about a bubble watcher?
That's an excellent point. When you're planning the dive, you absolutely should decide who will be staying on board to tend to things topside.
Is it really necessary? I mean, as long as you double-check the anchor line,
Anchors come undone. Storms arise, conditions shift, and divers surface far away. There are a lot of things that can occur that can be contained as small problems if you have someone on board that can respond quickly and efficiently.
So make sure that person you leave to tend the boat knows what he's doing.
Yes. He or she should be completely familiar and comfortable with handling the boat, executing the dive and emergency procedures, and generally being the topside support.
Sounds like a lot to consider. Might be more trouble than it's worth.
No, when you get down to it, it's still all about the dive safety essentials. Planning, preparation, and communication. No matter where you're diving, you still have to be thorough in your planning, and you still have to take the time to prepare properly. You still have to talk the plan through with the rest of the group, and you still have to make sure there is safety equipment on hand and that someone knows how to use it. Every dive requires that same care and approach, and we know how worth it they are.
You're right. You know, the boat show is in town.
Let's go!
Diving from a private boat can feel like the epitome of diving independence. But remember, going out on your own means that you're on your own in terms of planning and execution. You know what to do, though. Think the day through like you do every dive day, and don't be afraid to talk to your fellow boat captains to make sure you thought of it all. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
Okay, so 2 weeks from today, we will be broadcasting from the deck of the Carpe Vita liveaboard trip in the Maldives. So,
who are you calling we, white man?
Me, the scuba cowboy, Mermaid Lizzie, and Tiffany. So
that ain't we. That's you and some other people.
That's the Scuba Radio Road Crew.
That's not me. That's not Patrick.
Wait.
That's not Jimmy the
Bill.
Bubble
you're boy. Not going.
Yeah. Who knew? Oh my God. Who knew I wouldn't be going?
I can't believe it.
There, I think there's still a spot available if you want to go online and purchase it at ExploreVentures.com. It's not too late, Bill. You could join us. Just saying, it's out there. But anyway, we're going to have the road crew there on display. I mean, there's the scuba radio crew that we keep cooped up in a 10 by 10 room with no windows for public relation purposes. And then there's the people that we put out in public to meet and greet, shake babies, kiss hands.
The face of scuba radio.
Yeah. So that's what's happening. Don't miss it. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a blast. Who knows who will come across. I brought up Norbert there at the front of the program, and the one thing about this trip that we did a couple years ago in the Maldives was that it was the most international liveaboard dive trip I'd ever been on. Well, actually, most international dive adventure ever. I don't know if it was because we were in the Maldives in the Indian Ocean. I assume that was the case, halfway around the planet from where we originate here in Orlando, Florida. However, it was an interesting perspective to be definitely a minority on the boat. We were the only two Americans on the whole vessel, and it was we had some folks from England, we had some folks from Germany, and Norbert was from Poland, and it really was a interesting. Cultural exchange that we had on this trip that really added a nice little value, a little added value to the whole adventure.
But because it was Explore Ventures, the English was your primary language.
You
didn't have to learn another language.
Yeah, unfortunately for Norbert. Yeah, because Norbert had some issues with a couple words in particular that created some gasps or both.
Oh, tell us more.
And we were recording, thank goodness, and I was able to edit it accordingly. But, him. Huh?
Was ship one of them?
No.
Was that like Kelly with the word focus?
Similar.
Okay.
Yeah, there were a couple. I don't know. It was hilarious. He was a Polish comedian. I mean, that's what he was trying to do. He wanted to practice his English on us. And it needs a little work, but, but we were there. We were glad to accommodate him a couple years ago. And the fact that he won't talk to me now says a lot.
Yes, it does. Social suicide.
Social suicide, yes. And but hey.
That does explain a lot because I talk to you frequently.
Yeah. And once again, we don't let Bill out of a 10 by 10 room with not even windows.
No social life whatsoever.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so, I'm really looking forward to it for many, many reasons. And so you'll hear the entire play-by-play. And then when we get back, I'll come back and we'll rub it into Bill, Jimmy, and Patrick, and then say, hey, let's go back.
I love when you rub things into me.
Other than gloating, Greg, what are you going to bring back for us? What souvenirs?
Gloating's a pretty nice present.
I mean, what else do you want? Tea. I have already suggested tea. You will be in Sri Lanka, and they have excellent tea.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know how I am about tea.
I do know. Bill is a tea connoisseur. This is true.
And not tea, and, tea Greg. He doesn't want tea.
And I got to tell you, our layover in Sri Lanka, that is the one element of this whole trip where I'm not so sure that's going to be that much fun. Because well, I don't know what to expect there.
How long are you there?
12 hours.
So get some rest.
What about Java?
You're going to be in a plane for a long time. You're going to have been in Dubai where you're not going to get a lot of rest.
Right.
Rest up. Just plan on resting
but where?
Up.
Where do I wait? In the airport or
the
what?
The most exotic Sri Lankan hotel.
Right. That's my point. From what I'm seeing online, I don't know what there is there to do that type of thing.
I got you. You can tour a tea plantation. They have a lot.
Lay out on a bunch of tea leaves.
Try and overthrow the government. That happens a lot, too.
Does it? Oh, you got that to look for. We'll see.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact K7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
I dove with sharks and sailed with a friend. I'm gonna go back again.
That is Eric Stone. He has relocated from, well, at least he was singing about Australia there. But he has went down to the Keys to relocate down there and has a new place. A new place that he's hopefully, I guess, going to start gigging from eventually. But his own little cafe down there. Well, I don't know. Let's just talk to him and find out exactly where it is. Eric Stone's on Scuba Radio right now. Eric, how are you, buddy?
Hey, man. How's it going?
Good. All right, so it's the Dockside Tropical Cafe, right? This is your new place, your new gig, your new, your restaurant. I don't know what it is.
His raison d'être.
Okay.
Reason to be.
I call it a music venue.
A music venue, that would make sense.
It's a music venue.
Yeah, a music venue that serves cocktails and I don't know, are you going to serve food at this place too? Is it going to be a full restaurant, the whole thing, or what, Eric? What do you got going on?
Oh, yeah, you pretty much have to have everything these days. You know, you can't just have a bar. You can't just have, you gotta provide a little bit of everything for everybody. So yeah, we'll have all that.
Yeah, and so this the Dockside Tropical Cafe. It's not open yet, but you're going to open in a few months. You just worked out the the paperwork, I guess, to take ownership or management of this property. Exactly where? Where is it in the Keys? Like Marathon?
It's in Marathon. It's Marathon, about halfway down between Key West and Miami.
Okay.
On the bay, or on the harbor, I should say, on the water in the harbor.
Okay, got it. So you'll be able to pull right up there, and you're going to be like gigging there every week is the plan, hopefully, I guess? Home away from home?
Yeah, we'll be the house band. Yeah, we'll be the house band at least, you know, three nights a week. And then I'll be bringing a lot of good regional talent in from around the country. And then, of course, local guys will be playing other nights of the week. And we'll have a movie night and stuff like that. It'll be entertainment seven nights a week, some sort.
Now, this is a place which has been there before. This is an established Dockside attraction there in Marathon, and you guys are taking it over and you're stepping it up a notch, right? That's the plan?
Is it?
Correct, yeah. It's been here since the 60s. It's a landmark place. It's been there forever. It's always had music. It's always had bar and food. It's one of the oldest bars. I think it may actually be the oldest bar in Marathon. I'm not sure yet. We're trying to figure that out, but it's been there. It's got a great location on the water, and we're just going to upgrade it a little bit and change it and run it the way we run stuff down in the islands, in the Virgin Islands.
Well, it's great that we're having you on this week, because this is the week that Greg reminds us that he's the oldest one here.
God,
turns 50 on,
I heard that.
50 on
yeah.
Thursday.
Yeah,
isn't
whatever.
That unbelievable?
Whatever.
Because he looks 70 if he looks a day.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I look like an island man. I've aged poorly. But what,
you're
do you mean?
You're going on a good trip, anyway.
Yeah, well, I am. Yeah, no doubt about that. But, Eric, what do you mean that you're going to run it like a place in the British Virgin Islands or something? What is that? I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. What do you mean by that, exactly?
They're going to ask for a
great
passport.
Thing. We're going to bring that tropical flair.
Ah, okay.
You know, that we had down in the islands that we learned over the past few years. And we're going to serve the coldest drinks, the best appetizers, with a little bit of Caribbean flair to it. But, you know, still have the regular things you would expect to see as well.
Well, if it's like...
And the music's going to be the...
Yeah. Well, it's just going to... And the rum is going to be cheaper than water, if it's like it is in the Virgin Islands there, right? He's like, well, we're charging $10.95 for a bottle of water, so yeah. No, I don't know. What, Jimmy?
Yeah.
Eric, this is Jimmy and Helper Boy. I'm writing some lyrics. I was hoping you could write a song or do a song for Greg. It's like, it goes like Wasted Away Again and Metamucilville, something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we could work that out.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that hurt.
Next year,
that hurt.
Eric,
that was bad.
Next year he plans on having his 55th birthday right there at Dockside Tropical Cafe in Marathon.
It's amazing. I've aged 5 years in 30 minutes. Amazing.
I know, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm very happy for you, Eric.
You gotta come down.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, is the place open now or no? Or is it shut down until you guys take ownership or what? How's that working exactly?
No, they're doing a whole bunch of renovations. Well, basically, modifications to the structure itself before we take over it, lease option it. So basically, they're going to bring it up to code and bring it up to where it's ready. It's turnkey, ready to go, and then we're going to do our changes after that.
Got it.
So it's under major construction right now, I guess. It's just not open right now.
Okay.
Well, now let's think about this. Mm-hmm. After the first time that Greg comes down, the only thing he's going to be able to do is drink in the parking lot. So could we come down and drink in the parking lot now?
Where do you think Eric is?
Third time.
Where do you think Eric is right now? How do you think he prepares for each gig he does in the evening? Right, Eric? That's just part of the island life, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now you can drink in a parking lot. I'm not saying you can or you can't. There is a parking lot.
Yeah.
And you can drink. I'm just not saying you're not going to get arrested. There is a parking lot, and you can drink.
Well, you can drink Yoo-Hoos. And you know,
is the parking lot asphalt, dirt, gravel? These are important things to know.
What is wrong with you?
There's gravel, man. It's made out of coral.
Yeah, that's what they do. And
that's gonna leave a mark.
Marathon, baby.
Yeah, man, it's part of the. Yeah, I love the scene down there, and man, you're gonna make it all that much better, Eric. I have no doubt about it.
Yeah, man, we got to get you down there too, man. You got to come down and do a remote from down there, some broadcasting and some recording and. Grand opening's going to probably be sometime around my birthday in October, what we're shooting for.
Okay, cool. And we'll bring
we'll
a mermaid.
On that.
We'll bring a mermaid or two down there for the festivities. That would probably go hand in hand for with the vibe, the island vibe that you're looking to.
That would be great.
Lay down there, I'm sure, huh?
What? I know at this point you're just
that
doing
perfect.
You're just doing promotions for it, so you can go to DocksideTropicalCafe.com or check out Dockside Tropical Cafe on Facebook. Lots of great information going up there all the time.
Nice. Very good. All right, Eric, congratulations on that, and of course we'll plan accordingly and share with the world when we know the official date of the opening of the Dockside Tropical Cafe down there in Marathon, Florida. In the Florida Keys. All right, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Hour two is on deck, and we got plenty more to come. Stick around.
These little snails, you know how to whale here. That's why it's hot, 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 hot. You watch out, yeah, we look here, now we can fuck you out of the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.